we gather to really pray for this gift, to acknowledge that without God in our lives, it's pretty much an empty kind of experience. We get by, we do all kinds of things, we're productive, we're useful, we're helpful. But there's this dramatic change that happens when you encounter God, when you let God through the barriers and the masks, and you begin to experience just the power and the tenderness. It's this weird thing about God, that it's both things simultaneously. It's this love that is so fierce and so strong, and yet a love that is so precious and so tender, and that's able to get through all of the defenses and strike at the very center of our beings. And so this week I've been on retreat, and it's been a wonderful 6 days of just being in silence. My spiritual director is a tough man, so he wouldn't let me have any of my gadgets. I couldn't listen to music. I couldn't even read books. I'd actually brought those paper things that you sometimes used to have, and I had some of those, and no, not even the scriptures, none of those things. You can't pray, even the office, you can't kind of retreat into all of these things. Just you alone with God. And one of the passages that he gave me, and of course it was just all by memory, was this gospel that we have today from John 20. And so I've sat with this gospel for many hours during this week, just placing myself in this room, tapping into that sense of the fear and the anxiety of these disciples who on this Easter day are still just so overwhelmed by the events. They've heard the rumors, the stories that Mary Magdalene has said as she's shared that news that she's seen him. He's not dead anymore. Someone hasn't stolen the body. He touched me. I embraced him. I was able to be there in that moment. And yet they're still gripped by fear. But then suddenly Jesus is there and he makes this declaration of peace. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. It was the standard greeting of a rabbi. It was commonly used among everyone to greet each other, but particularly the rabbis, when they began their service, when they greeted their disciples. But for a rabbi, it was more just a wish. It was more just this sense of, I hope that you have this sense of peace. But in the ministry of Jesus, it's very different. It's not just a wish, it's a declaration. It's this truth that Jesus speaks into this particular situation. It's this new life that he's able to offer to this community that is in desperate need. And when he first speaks it, they don't even really know who this stranger is. They have hopes, they have dreams, but until he shows them the wounds in his hands and his side, it's only at that moment that there's this new opening, this new belief that begins to go beyond those realms of possibility into the probable, into the true, into those places where they can begin to trust, they can begin to actually hope and believe that the person that they see there is the Lord, is the one that he's promising and that has made this declaration. And so he again speaks this greeting. But now they can begin to receive it. Now they can hear and experience the peace, the shalom, this creative process. Peace is not just the absence of conflict, the absence of war and all of that. No, the shalom of God that he offers to us, that he declares into our lives, shalom aleichem, is this creative possibility that begins to actually be experienced and encountered in our lives. And it's in that moment that he's able to then send these disciples. Just as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. That we're part of this process, part of this mission. But thanks be to God, you know, he doesn't expect us to do this alone. It's not as if we just have to summon up the courage and create the eloquence of speech and go to college and discover all of the different systems of thought that are necessary to communicate this truth of the gospel. No, it's this totally new reality. And it becomes a reality through this breath, both in the Hebrew and in the Greek. We know that the word for breath, the word for wind, the word for spirit, it's all the same word. So you have to just to see the context to work out what's the best word to use in the English when you're translating. In the Hebrew it's ruah, in Greek it's pneuma. But this powerful sense of Jesus breathing on the disciples, this life of God, this breath of God. And I guess whenever I looked at this passage before, I just kind of imagined that Jesus was there standing, you know, like a priest in front of the congregation, and he simply breathed on them all together. But when I pondered upon this passage this week, I realized that that is not the way it would have happened. Because in the ministry and life of Jesus, he doesn't just do things en masse. I mean, okay, he teaches the community. He teaches the crowds. But even things like feeding them, you know, you can't be fed en masse. You have to individually eat. And so he would get his disciples to help him to distribute the food. But when it came to things like healing, like the forgiveness of sins, Jesus never once would just forgive the sins of the crowd. It has to be this personal encounter. It has to be this word of truth, this word of mercy that is spoken into our lives. I have to hear that myself. I have to receive that myself. And that can't happen if I just, you know, wave my hands and forgive the sins of the crowd. That's just never a reality. It's never a possibility. We have to encounter God individually, personally. We have to be there in the presence of the Lord. I mean, I got the chance this week, and it was being in such a place of deep prayer and encountering God, to hear those words of absolution, to hear the mercy of God spoken into my life. And it was just a deeply moving, okay, I was an emotional wreck. I was blubbering my eyes out and all of that. But this sense of knowing that Jesus, through Father Dominic, was forgiving my sins. And it was the same with this breathing of life into the disciples. It's not something that happens generically. There's no generic in God. There's always the personal. There's always this direct encounter. And so I realized as I prayed through this passage that Jesus, one by one, went to each of the disciples and he prayed that kiss of peace. He would have been there face to face, mouth to mouth, if you like, to resuscitate those disciples, to transform them, to breathe the breath and the Spirit of God directly into their hearts, into their lives, into their lungs. So this is a gift indeed that we have to receive individually. It has to be something that we allow God to be there and to breathe this life, to breathe this new creation into our hearts, into our lives, to receive this gift of God. Pentecost is not just about the church. It's not just about those people back there. It's not about some other people who happen to be here in the church today. Every single one of us is invited to encounter God. Every single one of us is invited to receive this new life of Jesus. to be there close enough that he can breathe directly into our mouths, that he can offer this new resuscitation, this new resurrection, this new creation life. And it's only when we receive that commission, that commandment that we heard last week to go and make disciples. None of us can do that by ourselves. None of it just doesn't make any sense to even try to do that. But once we've been changed, once we've been transformed by that Spirit of God, once we've encountered that mercy of the Lord, once we know ourselves to be deeply loved, not because I'm the greatest or not because I'm the least, because in the kingdom of God, all of that is uprooted, all of that is turned over, all of that is transformed. And so the greatest becomes the least becomes the greatest. This possibility opens up for us. And so today, in this gift of Pentecost, we can choose to let God be with us. We can choose to take off the masks, those masks of righteousness or self-sufficiency or adequacy or whatever it is that we portray into the world. We can just be here as naked before God as he was before us and just offer our hearts and our lives to him, and to choose in this moment to be there and to let God give us that new life of the Spirit.